Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
You are holy.
You are holy.
You are mighty.
You are mighty.
You are worthy.
You are worthy.
Worthy of praise.
Worthy of praise.
I will follow.
I will follow.
I will listen.
Jesus finished his ministry here on earth, he encouraged his apostles by telling them that he would place their trust, they could place their trust in him as well as in the God that they knew. He was going to leave them through his death on the cross, but he told them he was going to go and prepare a place for them. And if he prepared a place for them, he would return and take them to live with him. That promise was not just for those apostles, but it was made for all who walk by faith. The Apostle Paul wrote these words to Christians of the first century, and they're found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. The dead in Christ will rise first. This same apostle wrote to the church in the city of Rome, "For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. In the letter of 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul wrote about the resurrection. He addresses how some of the church were saying that there was no resurrection. Paul could not believe that they had forsaken their faith in eternal life. He had preached to them about the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection. He told them again of the many witnesses that Jesus appeared to. His point was that they had to believe in Christ's resurrection and their own as well. Christ came that we might have access to become like him, not those of the dust, but those of heaven. This life is temporary. It is mortal. But there is the casting off of the mortal and putting on immortality. This perishable must put on the imperishable. All this is a declaration of our faith in the life to come. When Jesus was preaching, he spoke of eternal life. He said he was the resurrection and the life. He proved his power over death by raising his friend Lazarus from the dead. And he also spoke of this taking up his own life after surrendering it to the cross. Jesus had told his followers that he would rise up on the third day. On the first day of the week, Jesus arose from the dead. Our faith is based upon these facts. Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He lived a sinless life and then died for the sins of the world. He arose from the dead and appeared to many who would be his witnesses. He sent his apostles out into the world with the message of the good news that faith in him as God's Son would be the basis of our salvation. From Romans chapter 10, we find these inspired words of Scripture. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scriptures say, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. Back to our very first scripture. That text says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. We face the decision of believing in the witnesses that have spoken long ago that the tomb of Jesus was empty. He is risen. We place our faith in him. This decision has eternal consequences. Jesus places before us the choice of living with him in eternity or not. Where is your faith?
sweet Beulah land, I'm looking now across the river where my faith will end inside. There's just a few more days to
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.